The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Thursday, August 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the second hour, segment one. Want to make sure you understand that each half hour podcast is stored on our website. For the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Right now, as we're speaking, it would be hour two, segment one, with today's date, of course, of 8/15/2024. Live field report texting in. Appreciate Elizabeth monitoring the Board of Commissioners meeting that's going on right now in Mount Morenci County. This is what she said I heard. This is her field reporting of what was said at the Board of Commissioners meeting. At the Mount Morenci Board of Commissioners meeting held today, August 15th, it was stated that the Bureau of Election could have requested a recount prior to certification. However, they didn't do that. Now, it's up to a resident or a candidate to request a recount and to pay for it. However, that deadline is 4:30 p.m. today, because the 6 days are already gone. I don't think that's what the law says. From what Vicky and I looked at, it was 6 days after certification of the election by the Board of Canvassers. But Elizabeth, you're saying the 6 days have already expired because the election was held a week ago this past Tuesday? Today's August 15th. The election was held August 6th. What they do is they add 2 days for the canvassers to meet after Tuesday's elections. The canvassers always meet on Thursday after the election. That would have been August 8th. Well, today, a week later, is August the 15th. 8 plus 7 is 15. That's where we're at. You're saying they said this is what was stated, she just said. Okay, so she's reporting in, this is what they said. I don't think they're accurate. I think that statement's wrong. The election law says a citizen or a candidate has 6 days after certification of the election. If they certified it yesterday, that was the 14th, they'd have until the 20th. 6 days after certification of the election. So we'll see what was actually said, what others feel the opinion is as to what was discussed at this Board of Commissioners meeting. But Elizabeth, greatly appreciate the field report. She's saying, yes, I'm not saying she was correct in what she said. Correct. I get it. And was that the clerk that was speaking at the Board of Commissioners, or was that somebody from the Secretary of State's office? Who is she in your field report? Let me know that. We'll get to Elizabeth's response the other side of the break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. Elizabeth says, I believe it was the clerk, but she didn't introduce herself, so I'm not really sure. So greatly appreciate that. Excellent field report. We'll get others. I just text message Sherry LaFave, who's running for school board in Onaway this November, a Elon Musk Twitter post, an X post that he created using AI with him and Donald Trump dancing. Isn't that, I think it's Staying Alive. What was that movie back in the 80s? Bee Gees. John Travolta, Staying Alive. That was the name of the movie. Duh. That came to me quick. It's really, really a cute one. Yeah, they're dancing. A thin, slimmed down Donald Trump. Elon Musk, I'm not really sure if he's that thin or not. But they're dancing to Staying Alive. It's really cute. So I sent it to her. She posted it. She shared it. Staying Alive. Yes, that was the name. Well, I want to know if you were polled, because according to a poll, support for electric vehicles credits clean energy developments right here in the state of Michigan. Yes, yes, yes. 75% of Michiganders that were polled support keeping the federal government's $7,500 credit for new electric vehicle purchases. 79% are just fine with giving businesses a clean energy production tax credit, according to a new poll that was paid for and part of the Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation Reduction Act has the acronym, of course, of IRA. And this comes on the two-year anniversary since Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act as a way to promote clean energy facilities developments and investment. Vice President Kamala Harris, now the Democratic presidential candidate, cast the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate to pass it. Well, Michigan's most famous Canadian is now U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm. She alluded to the Inflation Reduction Act's business tax credits during a union training event at Washtenaw Community College. This is hosted by the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbers and Pipe Fitting Industry. For developers who now must pay workers the local prevailing wage and hire apprentices, the credit can cover up to 30% of the qualified investment costs for constructing or expanding, listen to this, wind projects. solar projects and geothermal energy operations. It could also apply to technology upgrades at facilities that intend to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 20%. So there's the greenhouse gas thing that they're using our federal taxpayer dollars to pay for. The tax credits apply to facilities serving electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles. Yesterday, the University of Maryland School of Public Policy released polling aspects of their use of the IRA money. It was also broken down for voters in six swing states. Oh, this is interesting. They're conducting the poll, folks. They're spending the money in states that are swing states for the upcoming presidential election. They're trying to say, basically, that based on these polls and whoever the heck they polled, that we, the people of Michigan, are totally behind electric vehicle credits, clean energy development. Well, who's pushing that agenda as a presidential candidate? Is that Donald Trump? No, it's Kamala Harris. So here they're basically using federal taxpayer dollars to pay for a poll to justify her policies. Not only are they doing it in Michigan, they did it in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Right. Those states, folks, hold the keys to the White House on January 20th of next year. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. Isn't that interesting? Now, how did they spend the money? Well, in Michigan, they polled 627 adults from July 10th through the 19th. They were presented with eight different clean energy production and energy efficient upgrade tax credits. In the eight different scenarios, 79 to 91% of the respondents supported keeping them. Only 9 to 21% favored repealing them. Michigan results found that 71 to 87% of the Republican respondents backed sustaining such credits. Also high or higher slightly was the Democrats, 87 to 96%. Okay, what Republicans did you guys poll? 71 to 87% of Republicans backed keeping these credits, sustaining them. I don't believe that. I don't believe they were Republicans. Donald Trump has had said in the past, and I believe has said it recently, he wants to eliminate the electric vehicles tax credit. He says they need to compete in the open market with gas-powered or hybrid vehicles. Donald Trump has already said he believes electric vehicles will be dead and gone in 10 years. And again, you know what's pushing it? Hydrogen. Mark my words, that's what's coming, folks. Hydrogen-powered vehicles. Cheap to produce the fuel. Byproduct when it's burnt is water. That's the emission. And these engines are already being developed. Toyota, Elon Musk, others are already looking at it. Now, they have a thing called a political psychologist. I don't know what you study to become a political psychologist. According to Stephen Cole, a senior research associate for the University of Maryland, told MERS News Service, I think probably one of the reasons that the tax incentives get such bipartisan support, because, after all, it's a tax reduction. So that makes Republicans respond favorably to them as well. Just because you call it a $7,500 tax credit doesn't mean it's a reduction in current taxes, you idiot. I don't know where you got this political psychologist degree, or if there is even such a thing, but it's not a tax reduction in income tax that you're already forced to pay. It's a tax credit if you choose to purchase an electric vehicle. If you don't buy the electric vehicle, you don't get the tax credit. So you're telling me Republicans are really that stupid, the ones you polled in this poll? Again, I don't think they're Republicans. He went on to say, again, political psychologists. Okay. The Democrats tend to be concerned about things like climate change and air pollution. Republicans are concerned about it as well, but not as much. You think? Climate change doesn't even exist. It's a naturally reoccurring cycle. You idiots. When God created the earth, he created cycles. Everything is constantly moving. Nothing is stagnant. And that includes the climate. You can remember the Time Life magazine front covers back in the 1970s. We're headed for an ice age. We're going to all freeze to death. Everything's going to be frozen. Then they switched to global warming. Well, now that that dog is starting to die, they're calling it climate change. We had a very mild winter last year. We didn't get a lot of snow. Are we going to get a lot of snow this year? We'll have to wait and see. This is amazing, absolutely amazing to me. Again, according to the poll, when it comes to EV electric vehicle purchases, 75% backed continuing the $7,500 tax credit toward these purchases for those people earning under $150,000 per year. That's currently what the tax credit is for. 62% of the Republicans, 89% of the Democrats. For the tax credit of up to $4,000 for buyers earning less than $75,000 who purchase a used electric vehicle, 77% of Michigan respondents supported that. Again, 64% Republicans to 90% Democrats. Granholm, when addressing the media, said the IRA is for businesses, but it's also for real people too. Isn't that special? If somebody wants to buy an electric vehicle, they can get a $7,500 tax credit at the dealer. So that comes off the top when they buy an electric vehicle. No, it does not. Jennifer, sweetie, you don't even know what a tax credit is. A tax credit is a credit to avoid paying federal income tax. It's not a credit off the top of the purchase price from the dealer. If somebody wants to install a heat pump in their home, they also can get 30% off of their federal income tax credit as well. That's what the Well Connects have been offering for years. That credit has been extended under Biden. We'll talk about that after the break. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and through